And nitric oxide is a vasodilator, which means it opens the blood vessels and facilitates blood flow. So that promotes better circulation. Your skin won't synthesize nitric oxide from supplementation of vitamin D. You would need to get the UVA rays from the sun for that to happen. Hey everyone, Holistic Lexi here. Thank you so much for tuning in to my new podcast, Nutrition Intuition. As you know, I'm super passionate about health, nutrition, and prevention. That's why I started this podcast. So I really appreciate you listening. Welcome. And, you know, I'm so looking forward to sharing my knowledge, experiences, and research in the area. And I still encourage you, of course, to do your own research and critical thinking. Also, this is in no way medical advice. Always seek medical advice from your healthcare professional or doctor. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Today, we will be discussing the benefits of sun exposure that go beyond vitamin D alone. So if you're supplementing with vitamin D, you're missing out on some of the benefits you could get if you were exposed to the sun. However, I will warn you, I just had a phrenectomy on my tongue last week. So my speech is a little weird because I'm still getting used to the movement of my tongue. I'll go into that on another podcast because it is relevant to TMJ, which is also an issue I'm researching about. However, it's the end of 2020. It's December 28th. And what a crazy year. I hope you learned as much as I did. I hope you're still researching and learning a lot about yourself and the world. So there's some positivity coming out of it, despite plans changing and weird things being thrown at us every day. So before I go into the topic of today, I do want to discuss something that's really distracting to me that I just found out about. I'm not sure if you read the news, but a 75-year-old man in Jerusalem or in Israel had a heart attack within 2 hours of receiving the COVID vaccine. And he was 75. He unfortunately passed away. And I just think it's terrible. I read in the Jerusalem Post how quickly they were to defend the vaccine, basically implying that we should expect deaths to occur, kind of referring to his pre-existing conditions of heart disease as the culprit. I just feel like it's gaslighting. Obviously, the manufacturers are immune to liability. I just find it sad that the people that are the populations that are most vulnerable and could benefit from the vaccine the most are also the most likely to have a severe outcome, it seems. So I find that ironic. I find it upsetting. And hopefully this won't happen too often. So I just think it's weird how they warn you, you know, expect these kinds of deaths to occur, but there isn't necessarily a connection. I just personally don't see how you can't connect the two if it's within hours of this of the incident. So anyway, now that I got that off my chest, let's move on. Anyway, moving on to more brighter topics. So when we think of the sun and the benefits that we get from sunlight, we often think of vitamin D. And yes, there's plenty to brag about when it comes to vitamin D. It's more really of a hormone than it is only a vitamin because it just does so many things and it's so essential to our immune system, to our metabolism, our muscle, our bone health, everything. But yes, it enhances the gut barrier, the epithelial lining of the gut. It essentially strengthens the intestinal wall. It's also essential for our immune systems. There's actually vitamin D receptors on our white blood cells, and it can also induce antimicrobial peptides to help fight against infection. So typically this time of year in the winter in northern latitudes, where because of the angle of the sun, there is no conversion of vitamin D in the skin, we often supplement to get those benefits because there's generally not enough vitamin D in foods naturally. However, the supplementation of vitamin D alone will not provide the other benefits that we get from exposure to sunlight. So some of the other benefits include endorphins. This can explain why in the winter people feel more depressed when they're deprived of sunlight. This is commonly known as seasonal depressive disorder, or seasonal affective disorder. I suffer from it myself. The sun is also responsible for the regulation of our circadian rhythm and sleep-wake cycle. So it's basically our internal clock, if you will. The blue light from our screens, our smartphones, tablets, and everything that we watch at night can actually interfere with melatonin production. And melatonin helps us fall asleep. So this interference from the blue light can cause insomnia and sleep disturbances. Have you ever noticed that when you go to the beach or are playing in the sun, you actually sleep like a baby? So we want our circadian rhythm to be regular because it also helps to regulate our gut microbiome. Guess where most of your immune system is located? In your gut. It also plays an important role in the immune system to have sunlight exposure. And of course, it also impacts our digestion, the absorption of nutrients, because it's all happening in the gut. We definitely want to make sure we get the benefits from sun. I know that it's been kind of vilified, the sun. You know, ever since I was a child, I remember, you know, make sure you're wearing sunscreen. I'm Middle Eastern, I'm Lebanese, so I kind of grew up in a family that wasn't scared of the sun and wasn't really crazy about wearing sunscreen. I've always in my head intuitively just known if the earth is literally revolving around the sun, how can it be dangerous? It has to be healthy. And when you look and do the research, you find out all the benefits that we get from the sun and how essential it is. Additionally, believe it or not, the incidence of cardiovascular disease deaths are up to 30% higher in the winter months, and hypertension or high blood pressure is also better regulated when serum vitamin D levels are increased through sun exposure, but also the ultraviolet, the UVA radiation can cause the skin to synthesize nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is a vasodilator, which means it opens the blood vessels and facilitates blood flow. So that promotes better circulation. So you wouldn't be able to, your skin won't synthesize nitric oxide from supplementation of vitamin D. You would need to get the UVA rays from the sun for that to happen. There was a study done on mice that were fed a high fat diet and exposed to low dose ultraviolet radiation. And the exposure led to suppressed glucose intolerance and hepatic lipid accumulation. A hepatic lipid accumulation is basically fatty liver. So when the skin releases the nitric oxide from exposure to the UVA radiation, it actually can protect against diabetes. Also, the study indicated that the dietary nitrate would not have the same effect. So the fact that sun exposure and the synthesis of nitric oxide, which is a vasodilator and that can improve blood flow, so that helps reduce hypertension, it helps to reduce the cardiovascular deaths, and it can also protect against diabetes. These are the metabolic conditions. And right now, with COVID spreading and the deaths increasing, you know, I think it's somewhere between 94 to 97% of the deaths are correlated with these pre-existing conditions. So obviously it's, you know, it's a problem regardless because 88% of the USA is metabolically unhealthy. So aside from diet and lifestyle, getting sun exposure might be really beneficial for these populations. And my guess is that many people aren't getting a lot of sun exposure right now, being winter and everyone's inside because a lot of places are closed. It's definitely important to try and get some sunlight regardless of where you are. Our benefits of sun exposure: we have endorphins, we have regulation of circadian rhythm, which obviously helps with melatonin production at night. So you're sleeping better, you're waking up more rested, your hormones are more in check, and your gut microbiome is functioning better. You're digesting foods better, absorbing nutrients more efficiently. Also, your immune system and metabolic function are more optimal because of that. It also lowers the incidence of cardiovascular deaths because of the nitric oxide synthesis in the skin, which helps improve blood circulation and blood flow. So that helps regulate blood pressure. It also offers a protective effect against diabetes with the glucose tolerance and helps to negate any fatty liver accumulation. So there's protective effects metabolically and also with the immune system. So I would say it's definitely beneficial to get sunlight, regardless of if you're taking vitamin D or not. Anyway, I want to wish you all a happy new year. stay healthy, stay smart, stay intuitive,